You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv
and Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors
by unsuccessful actors.
What a great joke.
I know. I love it. We're hilarious.
We kill it every time.
Every time. So, Bix, tell me, what is up? What is new? How is life? How is auditioning?
Whoa. Tell me about it. My gosh. Divulge.
All of it. I want it all.
My whole past. I'm good. It's like a rainforest in Los Angeles. Well, like all of California. It's like actually like really scary. In other parts of California, people are like flooded. It's like fucking a nightmare. God. Yeah, the floods.
How are you? How is your area? Where you
Southern
live?
California, like we're getting rain really bad, but it's not like Northern California. Like it's scary.
Holy crap.
But it's crazy. It's just been like raining and pouring and freezing. And I usually love the rain because we don't get it a lot. So I like when it does rain, I'm like, yay, this is great.
Yeah.
But it's been fucking scary. So that's like mostly been taking over my life. But yesterday I went to a commercial shoot through that like booking service. So it was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was like a last minute thing. I think I got like notice like a day or two in advance. It wasn't until that Sunday evening that I received location and any information. So it was like, right. Monday morning, this is where you got to be in like 12 hours, actually less. But so pretty much like I can't say too much about the client, like the commercial.
Okay.
But I can say that it was, there was a scene that had like gardening. There was a scene that was supposed to be like out walking around a neighborhood, just like very like, you know, commercials, how they have just like random shots of stuff.
Like somebody walking their dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's fucking downpouring, like crazy. And for days, like when I say it hasn't stopped raining, like I genuinely mean has not stopped raining. Like it'll drizzle, but it's still raining. And it just hasn't stopped. It's crazy.
That's a nightmare to me.
Oh, my God. So I had to drive there in, like, the pitch black fog, rain. So it was beautiful seeing, like, the fog and the green hills and the rain. But it was just a nightmare. So we get there. And you know how usually for, like, extras or background or any, like, groups, whatever. Or I guess for anybody, you have, like, your holding area. We had holding just in our cars, just our cars parked in the dirt. Mind you, it was not even like on a road. Like you took the main paved road and then you veered off it on a dirt road down a hill, like under a bridge, like all on a dirt road and it's pouring. So there's like already huge puddles. There's already like grooves in the dirt from like the flow of the water. Luckily, I'm in like a big truck because I had whoever, my boyfriend Ben, I forgot his name. My boyfriend Ben has his big truck, whoever, his big truck. But some people were pissed because they came in like, they didn't like, tell us whoever. Anything about the driving situation. So some people came in like little teeny tiny cars or like really low to the ground cars. And they're like following, you know, the yellow signs with the arrows that are like this way. And they're just like, what the fuck is going on? So all our cars are parked in the mud. I'm like actually scared that everything is going to like sink because things start sinking into the mud. Yeah, seriously, sinking. Oh my God. Like you would step into certain parts of the mud and your whole leg would go in. It was like turning into quicksand. It was crazy. Oh my God, it was such a nightmare. And so we did the scene. It was like covered in like, you know, those like big like gardens where they like not manufactured, but they grow like a lot of stuff. So it'll be like a tulip garden or whatever. So they have those like coverings over them. So they had that. So we were at least under a covering from when we were shooting, but it was still just like, oh my God, it was just so crazy. And then we had to like move to a new location because they had to like change all the scenes around because obviously it's pouring and there's they give us the second location on a printed out piece of paper, you know, because they have to like give you like the map and like they point everything out. But it wasn't even like a map, like a visual, like here's the line from point A to point B and here are the directions. It was just like a picture of the location and then like MapQuest printed out directions. Like, it was probably like Google Maps.
Not MapQuest. I have not used MapQuest for like 10 years. That's insane. Also, why didn't they just reschedule?
I don't know.
I know it's production. I know. Like, and also that's a silly question actually, because I know a lot goes into it for like that mm-hmm. shoot day. So it's not easy to just cancel and then reschedule. Right. And also all the booked actors, but that sounds horrifying. I'm also kind of curious how they were even able to capture the shots needed when it's downpouring and it looks like, I don't know, like it's like monsooning outside. Like how did, I'm just curious, like how?
The outdoor shots, I think how they got away with it was they used like a fog machine to blow smoke mm-hmm. into the covered area where like the gardening yeah. stuff was. So the way they were shooting, it looked like clouds. So I think it covered the rain. So it just looked like they were surrounded by like clouds, and it's going to be a commercial. So they're probably going to, you know, have that like everything's bright and cloudy and sunny like effect in like post. I'm assuming.
Got it.
And then the other two shots, they moved to like interiors, whether it was like an interior car or like interior house. We didn't do any more like exterior, but that was what the fucking problem was, because as a non-union, they could do anything. We were in a trailer that was leaking from the rain.
No.
And it was like the old trailers that have like the carpeting and like the carpeted walls and everything. And it just like smelled like mildew. Everybody's freezing.
Ew.
Soaking wet. And
ew.
It was, oh my God.
And you can't say anything about like what commercial this is or anything?
No, I'm not allowed. But
terrible.
Everybody was
these
pissed.
People, I'd be pissed.
And they kept us in that trailer for 4 hours.
I would rather be in my car.
I know.
Actually.
That's what we were all saying too. We were like, why can't we just go back to our cars so we can at least like be in our own cars and like have the heat on and like do whatever we want to do.
Heat on, but like, yeah, or like even if it's just off, like I don't care. I'd rather freeze in my car.
In my own space. Than in a wet, dirty, like, smelly trailer. Yeah, it was just like a nightmare. And then they did that thing that the telltale story of like background extra work where they don't even end up using you for the rest of the day, but they lock you in holding anyway. And then they finally let you go. It just sucked because we were literally flood warnings to our phones, you know, like the alerts that go off.
To
evacuate the area. Like if you were fleeing, they were like, evacuate now or stay inside. And they're just like keeping us locked up. And we're just like, there's literal flood warnings. Like, can you fucking let us go?
Or hurry up.
Yeah. So it was just like a nightmare. And it sucked because.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When you work non-union, they can do literally anything.
Literally anything. That sounds awful. And I am sorry.
Yeah. So that was my day yesterday. And then I was booked for 2 other shoots this week. And both of them were canceled. I feel like probably.
Oh, because of the wet.
Due to the weather. So.
Well. That's a blessing.
Yeah, I guess in a way. Yeah.
You know, I know. Like, it's a blessing in disguise because who knows what that scenario would have turned out to be with this weather. So at least, like, let's say they had some exterior shots. It could have very well have been the same type of situation where you're cold and wet and that's not fun. So to be honest, I'd be like, praise me.
Yeah.
Because
– I'll take it this week. I'll take it.
Yeah, this week I will take it, like, because that sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
It was bad, but
yeah,
we are here. How was your week? How are you doing, like, post your feature?
Oh, post-wrap?
Like, yeah.
I'm good. I'm a lot better than I thought. Although, like, I would love to be filming right now. I've had a couple of – commercial auditions.
Fun.
Yeah, not bad. And That's really it. I don't have any, like, you know, anything new. Just really, I'm back to auditioning. That this is the life of an actor, you know? You can film something and then you're right back there auditioning again. So
yeah, it's so crazy. I think the two of us have worked really well at changing our TikTok algorithm into, like, getting us onto Actor Talk. Because
I'm trying.
It's really good when I go onto our TikTok at Livin' Bix, little plug. It's our For You page is, like, all actors. So I'm loving it.
Yes.
But there are so many people that I'm seeing that, like, have literally been leads in Netflix original movies or things. And they're like, oh, well, now I'm going back to my day job as a nanny. Or, like, now I'm going back to my, like, service industry job. And it's crazy because you don't think that, you know, like, you watch a movie and you see somebody and you're like, okay, like, they're small, but they're, like, working. So I doubt they're still doing these, like, little jobs here and there. Not that being a nanny or a service industry worker is a fucking little job.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But yeah, like, these people, it's just fucking crazy. And, like, writers are going on strike because they don't get paid. So it's crazy.
It's a lot. Yeah, it is insane. I feel like unless you book, like, a major role in a major movie, I feel like those can be life-changing potentially, meaning, like, you may not have to go back to your day job that you had before acting. But yeah, like, you're right. If you book I've seen people who book leads in, like, Netflix films, but they're not, like, they're on Netflix and they're great films, but they're not, like, these huge blockbuster hits, right? Maybe. And then, yeah, exactly. And they got returned to their day job. So it's kind of, you just hope that you book that dream job, which would be, like, either a series regular, because once you book that series regular, it's all on the title, baby, or a series reg. Yeah. And then, or if you book, like I said,
but it's crazy because, like, you know,
God,
like,
excuse me,
a ghost. But, like, even series regulars, I feel like there's this one actor, I love her so much, I can't think of her name, but she was in a Hulu show that ran for 6 seasons. She was a series regular. She's in a new show now as a series regular with two other female leads, but I can't for the life of me think of any of their names. I think her name is Lauren Elizabeth. She was in Superstore. She played Dina, and she's incredible. But I was looking at her Instagram. She was posting. She just, like, adopted. She just rescued a dog, and she's posting all these pictures. And I'm looking at her house, and it's seemingly just, like, a very regular, like, nice house. You know? Right. And I'm like, I'm seeing her, like, booking all of these roles, and she was in this show that ran for so long. And it's like, some of these people are still just, like,
well, yes, because I have to say, she spoke on this, the actress, also just getting a house in California.
Right. Like, yeah, but I don't know if it's a house. I don't know if it's a apartment. I don't know what the deal is, but it's just, like, the, like, very, I don't know, like, humble living.
Yeah, and some actors also do live very, like, humble lives, and they don't always flaunt the money that they potentially have. But I know Sydney Sweeney spoke on this in an interview.
Don't get me started.
But did you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Interview. She's a series regular. I feel like people would be like, duh, we know. But, like, in case you didn't, Sydney Sweeney is a series regular on Euphoria, for those who might not know. And she spoke on how, even though she is a series regular, and she wasn't really talking about how she makes no money, she makes money. But I think we all do have this false perception that if you're a series regular, I know I just said, if you're a series regular, you think, and I know I think a lot of the times, I'm like, oh, you're set. You must have tons of money. But it's like, no, that she makes good money, but to have a house.
And, like, the way actors make money now is so different than, like, even 10 years ago because of streaming services and everything. And also, like, inflation.
Exactly.
Like, people aren't getting, like, the pay raises that would coincide with inflation.
Right. And she was talking about that, like, how she's like, I'm a series regular role. She's like, I make good money, but there are periods of time when she's, like, you know, not working, or, you know, they're on a break, right? They're not filming. Yeah. And she actually has to have other income. She was talking about this. So she does have to sometimes take paid ads on Instagram. Sometimes she has to take, you know, commercials. Or sometimes she has to take,
she does a lot of brand work. Ambassadoring.
And she does a lot of that. She was talking about for income. And she's not the first person to talk about this. So that's why you see a lot of actors. Sometimes you'll see them in a random commercial. And I know, like, sometimes I'm like, you know, like that TikTok, Ariana, what are you doing here?
Like, all those, like sometimes weird, like, Khloe Kardashian commercials for, like, pharmaceuticals. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Money. Like, that's the only reason. And that's why actors create, like, colognes or perfumes or clothing brands. Money. It's just because actors are entrepreneurs. Like, that's what we are. So we're never just actors. We're also
– yeah, like, you have to have been us. Like, that's why they say, like, you are, like, the brand or whatever.
Yeah.
I like, completely agree. And I understand a lot, like, of what Sydney Sweeney was trying to say. I do think that – that interview was like, I mean, I would 100% need a publicist if I was ever in the public eye, because I would get into so much trouble if I just talked on my own. But I feel like she also needs a little bit of a better publicist, because some of that interview, like, definitely did come across kind of in poor taste, because yes, actors, like, big name actors, like I said, making money is a lot different with streaming services and all of that. Yeah. But it was just also like, she was like, I can't afford to take a 6-month vacation. And it's like, do you, like, can you, like, read the room? Like, nobody can afford to take a 6-month vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, also, like, that's, I don't know. Some of the article, like, I understood what she meant, that, like, right now it is really hard and nobody has money, nobody can afford anything, everything is too expensive. But I feel like, just like thinking of people that actually have financial struggles, I feel like she could have came about that interview to get that point across with a little better, just a little different twist on the story. So it didn't seem so like, woe is me. And then the whole thing with, like, I don't know, her family and those fucking the pictures. She just needs a better publicist.
Oh, no, I think, that definitely, that I'm going to put that as a note in case one of us, both of us make it. Get a great publicist.
Because, some of these people, they be coming out saying crazy things. And I get it, because I would be them.
I definitely sometimes put my foot in my own mouth. I've done that before where you don't mean to, but you're like, no, that's not what I meant. But it's like, I get it. But something to think about, but that's something you think about when you're like, when you need one, meaning like when you book a show, like Euphoria. That's just an example. Yeah. That's when you need a publicist.
I think that's probably like the most important person I feel is
on your team. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, forget like stylist. Yeah. Stylist, great, whatever, all that. But the thing that will haunt you besides your style is what you say. And I think I'd rather my style haunt me. 100%. So.
Whatever. It probably will end up haunting me anyway. So.
Right. But what we wanted to talk about now for this episode, we're going to switch it up.
Long intro.
We wanted to dive into how to film, self-tape, like etiquette, the do's, don'ts, auditioning for television, theater, whatnot, and then how to be camera savvy, right? These things are important. We're living in a very digital world, and everything is in self-tapes as opposed to in person. So we just thought it'd be very important to have a whole episode covering like the technique to film that perfect.
What a better way tape, to baby. Start the year.
I will say, first things first, like, have your own equipment. Yes, you can seek a professional. For certain auditions, you want to go to an acting coach and get filmed or see an acting coach before you film yourself. But sometimes you will have auditions that need a quick turnaround, and or maybe you're trying. Regardless, point is, just have a self-tape setup. It's just like the point I'm trying to get across. Just have a self-tape setup regardless of the situation, because you never know. And being an actor, it's very important to have one on standby, having your own.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, equipment is setup. Imperative to auditioning right now. And, like, I feel equipment, like, is the bane of my fucking existence. If I...
Yeah.
The thing that stops me from filming auditions, or what stresses me out the most about filming auditions, is the whole like equipment and setup.
Me like,
oh my God,
too.
Okay, thank you. I'm happy that we can relate.
Too.
I thought I was crazy.
I hate it. I have a cell tape due today and it's due at 6, and I'm waiting for as long as possible until I have to set up because I hate it.
Okay, I wonder if this is like a universal thing because like I literally.
It's a lot of work.
It turns me into a monster. Like I'm literally like walking yes. around my house like saying some crazy shit like that. My boyfriend Ben is like, can you not say that? Can you chill? Because I'm just like, I want to fucking die. Oh my God. This is like, well, you're on like a fucking
can
gremlin.
You not say that?
And he's just like, please relax. You're stressing me out. So I think having good, simple, like easy equipment and making your setup in any way like very easily accessible is
going
to be really helpful. What kind of equipment do you use?
So equipment you should have. Get your notepad, get your pen, your iPhone, whatever it is, and write this down. Okay, so have a backdrop.
Backdrop.
So I have a gray backdrop and you hook it on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
So it hangs right behind you. Get that set up. That's a great one to have.
I have the like blue one that's like blue on one side and then green on the other side, which is also acceptable. But
yes,
I like
is.
The gray one better. I was just cheap when I bought mine.
But wait, my friend Diana, it's funny, the same thing happened. I think she got the blue one, and then she saw my gray one. She was like, nah,
I
have to get that
one.
The gray one,
it's so nice.
It does look
good. It just makes your tapes look so much better. And just like, it just like gives it a different feeling. Yeah.
I like the gray.
So I would suggest the gray.
So
it just looks cute.
I would suggest the gray vibes. I have a ring light, and in the middle, it has a place where it holds your iPhone, and it could be held horizontal or vertical. It switches back and forth. And the ring light has 3 different colors. So whichever one complements your skin tone best is the one I
yes.
use. What about – do you do that as well, use a ring light?
I used to use a ring light, but I didn't bring it with me to California because it was like too big to fit in my suitcase. And then when we drove back and back, it was too big to take it. So I've been using literally just my front window. I have been blessed with very big windows in the front of my house. The problem is that that's the only spot that I can film at a very specific time of day when the sun is shining.
Yeah.
So I have actually been on like the hunt for a light. Like I was considering getting a new ring light, but I think I want like actual like softbox lights. But I don't know if I'm getting like, you know, if I'm doing too much.
I have those too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to use, I actually have 2 soft boxes. So I used to use those. But
the ring light is just like easier
setup,
for you. You just like it better.
The setup was like, absolutely not. Like I have to do this every time I have a self tape. Like, so, you know, like it's not crazy, but like they're really big.
You know
soft
what I
light,
heard?
It's like.
If you have your ring light, if you put your ring light all the way up to the highest brightness and then you put a – you would have to like finagle it so it didn't cover your camera, but you put like a thin like pillowcase over it and it like kind of mimics a softbox light. I've never tried it, but I saw it on TikTok.
There's a hack for you guys. That I just learned that. That's awesome. I might try that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Generally,
that's what. And I used to, like, on my own. I used to use like a professional, like Canon camera, like the really good ones.
Oh yeah.
And then I attached on top the mic. So I attached the mic on top of the camera. My setup was crazy. Now I realized I didn't really need to do all that. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. So really, the only necessities that you really need it is the backdrop. Get your backdrop, gray backdrop. Get a ring light or. Like Bic said, a softbox. And
or a natural light.
And when
if
you get the
it.
Ring.
Like, yeah,
or
if it's accessible
natural
to
light.
You.
And I recommend, and even if you use the ring light stick, I would get a ring light stand that has the phone in the middle.
Yeah.
It holds your phone. Now, I don't even use a Canon camera because I realized I was doing a lot and I did not need to do all
I
that.
I still use
I was doing way too much.
I use my Canon camera, but it's like not – mine is like a – what are they called? Like a mirrorless, like the littler guy, the one that I use for like the vlogging and whatever.
Vlogging, yeah.
It's pretty simple. Like it's not too much. The only reason I don't use my phone is because for some reason, whenever I use my phone, the file exports so much bigger. It always like tries to export as like 2 gigabytes when I like edit it. And we can get into like all of that later. So I don't know. So I can't use my phone. So I have to use my camera because it is small enough. So I don't know what's going on there. And I'm bad.
So let me share with you, God, and everyone listening, because I only use my phone now when I have a quick self-tape to do. So for example, today it's for a commercial. So it's they really just want pictures and a quick video of me talking about myself. So it's very, very simple, straightforward. And I use my phone and I put it horizontal. I put it in the ring light thing and I record it like a selfie version, selfie way. So I just turn the selfie thing on and I face it. I put it horizontal so I can see myself. And do you have the iMovie app on your phone?
I don't. I deleted it, but I could get it. Oh, I could get it back and I can just do it on my phone.
It's so easy, the iMovie app. It has changed so much for me. So when I have these quick little auditions,
I will record
on my phone. And I don't have to do anything. So I go on the iPhone app, I open it, I upload, and I edit everything on the app. And it's very easy. It's very user-friendly,
iMovie app.
And then I save it as a video to my phone. And then to share it with whoever I have to share it with, I just send them a WeTransfer. So like I go on WeTransfer on my Safari, I upload the video and then just send it. And it's like the easiest process for self-tapes when you're doing it yourself at home and you're not seeing someone and using their service.
I'm going to get the app back because I always do that extra step of transferring it from wherever to my computer, working on it in Final Cut and then exporting it and then uploading it.
Because you don't need to use a fancy thing because with self-tapes, just so you know, you're not editing anything. Yeah. You're just cutting you're cutting the beginning and you're cutting the end. Putting your slate, so you're adding clips and that's it. Like they don't want fancy editing. So it's like just use the iMovie app, put it in, get it out.
Damn.
Like 1, 2, 3. Anyways, I've been talking a lot. But any other – that was a great tip that you had, by the way, with the light.
These are all good tips. We're full of great information today. I think that's about it for like equipment. Tripod. But if you have a ring light, you don't need a tripod. But like, just making sure you don't have a messy, cluttered, noisy background. You're filming horizontally unless asked otherwise. And
correct.
Yeah, I think for equipment, I think we're good. We're set.
You're always what Bix said. And with the framing, they will specify. So if you're like the sides horizontal, vertical, they will also tell you if they want a medium close, if they want it to be a wider shot, if they want it to be.
I just have another tip that has to do with framing.
Yes.
So you know when you get an audition and they're like, hey, like do a close up. And slate your name and like your height, location, whatever. And then back up and do a full body and like profile. Yep. And then come back to like a medium close up and read the sides. A lot of the times, like I've seen videos of like compilation videos of actors like scrunching down and like being like, hi, my name is like Steven, whatever. And I'm from blah, blah, blah. And then they'll like back up and show their full body. And like all these people trying to get their full body in because the way that you have to have it cropped, it's like really hard. You have to show it's nuts. So a trick that I learned is film your slate as usual and then in a completely separate shot, film your full body shot and doing whatever you have to do. If it's just like, you know, a little pose or if it's just you standing still, your profiles or whatever. And then you put it over, you crop it so it's you don't see the whole background. You just crop it around yourself and your backdrop, and then you put it next to your face as you're slating. So like as you're saying like, hi, my name is Olivia Roldan. I'm in New York City. I'm however you're saying it, but also on the screen is a full-size image of you, like doing like your profiles or whatever they ask. And that's what I've been doing.
That's amazing. So
I'll post like an example if like that was hard to follow.
Yeah, do that. You should do that on TikTok.
Yeah. I'll tell everybody on TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. The name of this episode, follow us on TikTok.
That's on TikTok. She love it. I, for my self-tapes, is funny. I just, because when they ask for that from me, and honestly, no. I think even when I see someone too, so it's not just when I'm by myself, even when I go to my, so I see Cameron Moore, he's at Self-Tape Success, and when I see him, we do the, sometimes we'll do full body, but I will just do the up close when they want it up close. And hi, my name is Olivia. I'm 5'4". I live in New York, whatever. I stop it and I create a new clip and I cut and I do a full body, but I don't do what you do, which is put it together. I'm like, you're going to deal with the fact that that's not possible. And I am putting it
as a separate clip.
You'll get, it's a slate and it goes into it. Like, yeah. You get that. And then the next scene, quote unquote, it's my full body shot because I'm like, you're
why
wild.
Why wouldn't they?
And I'm by myself. Right,
like, why wouldn't they prefer that? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, so that's what I'm saying. I don't try to appease anyone. I'm like, no. You're getting a slate and then you're getting
full body
because, and guess what? No one's complained. Yeah. No one. No one said anything and I still book things and no one went, oh, we can't book
her. She cut between.
Her full body was.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not stressing out over that. So.
Yeah. So take it easy. Make things easy over for it. Yourself.
Yes. That's the moral of the story. Just make it easier
just
for
don't
yourself.
Cut, like, don't cut in between like a scene that you're reading sides for and you're
good. Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
No. Yep. Nope. So yeah, no, that's actually a great tip with the slating. And make sure, again, they always want to make sure that they can hear you and good lighting. That's why we say the lights. And just make sure they can hear you. No background noise when you're doing a self-tape. But what do you want to say, Bex?
Don't forget about the slate because I just recently, like I always forget about the slate and I'm like taking my equipment down and then I'm like, fuck, I got a slate. But I usually like, I always catch it. But the other day I recorded like all these auditions. It was like three scenes for this one part, so it was like so much. And once I was done, I like gave myself like a 45 minute break and then was like, now I'm gonna edit it and like submit it. And I realized I never did my slate, and like the sun, it was nighttime, the sun was down, like it was over, so I just like it didn't specify for a slate, so I just like submitted it like slateless. But like, just remember to slate.
Also, with self-tape, so the good lighting, remember to slate, having the equipment, right? Make sure background noise, you want to hold for noise, right? This is the one thing that they're seeing from you. Let's make it clean, not sloppy. Also, for makeup, with your self-tape, we did talk about this actually in a previous episode, the makeup that you should be using should be generally pretty natural unless you're going for a very specific role where you want to maybe – put a little bit of bold lip, maybe some eyeliner or face jewelry. Like, that's fine. But for most tapes, you want to keep it pretty general.
Yeah, like look like you look. And look like your headshot also.
But I do want to say, you know how we do our everyday makeup and sometimes we'll add a little bit of highlighter. We want that dewy look.
Yeah,
I know that dewy look. Yeah. With self-tapes, that's like – I feel like that's not the look. So you don't want dewy. You don't want oily. If you notice in film and TV, they try to block
everything
that
is very
away,
matte.
Right? They want matted. So like for self-tapes, make sure before you film your skin isn't oily. If so, make sure you have a neutral powder that you could blot on your face so it's as matted as possible.
Yeah.
So the everyday look you would normally do, that doesn't always apply or translate well in a self-tape.
Yeah, such a good point.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, like your makeup look has to be different for like on camera than in person.
Yeah, so exactly.
And then like I feel like the same rules kind of apply to outfit, what you choose to wear. Like I think that also shouldn't be like too loud or distracting, like especially distracting unless it's like very specific to this character, you know, like if it's something that was described in the role description, so like it would make sense. But for the most part, like, yeah, you want to steer away from crazy patterns or crazy just anything that's going to take the attention away from your acting. Avoid.
Correct. You said it well, Bix. Help yourself. Don't take away from yourself. Love it.
This is something that you have instilled in me because I feel like I... because I feel like I have like a hard time with like being like with my outfits. Like I'm either way too much or I'm like way too bland. So it's hard for me to have like a normal outcome for like my outfits, I feel. So something that Olivia has always taught me was, you don't want to look like you're in a costume. Like if you're auditioning for a doctor, like you don't necessarily want to like literally dress up as a doctor with like a stethoscope or like, you know, like the whole thing. Like yeah. You want to, maybe you would wear like a button up shirt and like look professional. So you want to look like moldable into that character, but you don't want to be a caricature of that character.
Yes.
Olivia P. Roldan. Thank you for the insight.
I love that. You're welcome. I don't even know. Look at me.
Anti-like caricature. I really am. And I love that about you.
And then another thing I do want to touch on is I feel like – I actually read this in an article and I think it's very true because I hear this – I've heard this before. You may hear people say like tone it down for TV auditions when you're doing a self-tape. And I think what they mean is – like, you know, with theater, you're way more animated and maybe quote unquote bigger. But with film and TV, you should be still making fun, creative, energetic choices. Mm-hmm. I feel like choices that have purpose, of course, but I feel like you shouldn't let a TV or / film audition discourage you from moving or using your body while still staying within the frame.
Yes.
Or in other words, within the shot. But I still feel like really executing it. Correct.
Which is fucking
That's very
hard.
Important with your self-tapes.
Yeah, it's something that you actually need practice, like literal training on.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're an actor and you're doing a lot of self-tapes, I 100% recommend taking a like on-camera auditioning class or just talking to somebody who has mm-hmm. experience and can help you because, yeah, you're right. There's in my class that is an on-camera auditioning experience class, mm-hmm. she will purposely pick scenes that have a lot of physicality in them so she can kind of challenge us to see what choices we make and then we all like watch back and then we all discuss what worked and what didn't work and then she gives us tips.
Yeah.
So one of them was like a medical drama. So it's like you're literally operating. So it was like how are you – you're not going to just be – because also you don't want to pantomime. You don't want to like be miming or anything.
Yeah.
So we used like the back of a chair that was not in the frame. Mm-hmm. It was like lower than us. But
yes.
We were able to use it to have like something – that we were like holding on to and like actually like working on
yes.
and using with our bodies. And that's just like one example, but I think that
it's a great example.
Yeah. So like figuring out how to move your body and with all of these other things in mind too, because you need to be camera, like you need to be on camera. The camera needs to see your face, but you don't want to show too much of something so it's obvious that you're pantomiming and you have to make sure like you're getting your lines right and you have your like motivations and intentions correct. So it's like a lot going on. So I think like, having like a professional help you is just like, I think it's a good idea. It was extremely helpful for me.
I think that's an excellent idea. So that's another thing. Taking on camera classes is great, especially for auditioning. That's a great tip. And also, I think lastly for me that when you're doing your slate, make sure, first of all, aim to be in character even for your self-tape. So you don't have to be, not a caricature of your character, but kind of suggestive even in your slate.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do your slate, which is the hi, my name is Olivia, your height, size, whatever, you don't want to immediately go into the audition. So, for example, I'm not going to be like, hi, my name is Olivia Dan. I'm 5'4". And then be like, oh, my God, Sam, is that you? Like, you know, going right into the scene.
Right, yeah.
So, it might seem obvious, but maybe for some new actors, they would think, okay, now scene. But no, give yourself either a pause before you go in, or that can be a completely separate clip, however you prefer. But make sure there is a moment before you start your scene. Mm-hmm. And it's not just going one into another. Your moment before.
Yeah, I always actually cut. I always do it as separate clips.
Yeah, I always
clips.
Cut too.
Yeah.
Me too. I do separate clips, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. So yeah, sometimes they want it in one. Never so know. Just like always like, yeah, always read the instructions, directions, all that. And
very important.
I feel like one other thing that's really important and another thing that's like tricky that has to kind of do, I guess, with being camera savvy is eye lines in the scene. So you don't want to be staring directly into the camera and like using the camera as your like other person, like scene partner. So don't do that. You should always be like looking off to the side of the camera.
Absolutely.
And try to like really, like if you have a reader, try to like put them where is appropriate for you to have your eye line. Or if you have somebody like, you know, or you recorded the other line or you're using somebody on the phone or on FaceTime, just put something up. Like tape a sticker or like pick a book on your bookcase and like actually use that, like anchor yourself to that, because my fucking eyelines are so difficult to me, because I find it hard to look people in the eye in like real life conversations. I'm very eye contact avoidant. So like I'm already always like awkward and like weird. And when I do self tapes, I do the same thing. And I'm always like looking all over the place. So anchoring yourself to something has been helpful for me. And also if there's more than one person in the scene, create multiple eye lines for the different people that you're talking to. So it creates like an atmosphere of the scene and where you are. And it's not just like all directed at in this one like imaginary place.
Yes, that's very, 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 very important to keep yourself grounded. So I'm really happy that you brought that up, having your eye lines.
Yeah, and it's tricky.
And also it's tricky. And when casting directors are watching, that is very important that you know your eye lines, because that also gives them a clear distinction that you know what you're doing, you know who you're talking to, and that you understand the scene. So
yeah.
Thank you for bringing
that up. Yeah, self-tapes are like a lot of work. A lot goes into them. You really have to be like super diligent about all the choices that you make, because it really does come across in the final take. Like you see a self tape and you could tell like who put in, like what amount of effort was put in, like right off the bat, I feel.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You can. Well, I feel like that's it for our self tape. If you guys have any questions still after this episode, please feel free to email us at liveandbix@gmail.com. We also have a TikTok at liveandbix.
Have you heard of it?
Have you heard of it? We haven't brought it up like 5 times or anything. And then also we do have an Instagram. It's ITM with liveandbix. Is it? Or is it In the Moment with Liveandbix?
ITM with liveandbix.
Okay. ITM with liveandbix. And then and if you have any questions, shoot us a DM. Also, please rate and review us. We wouldn't hate it. Actually, we'd encourage it. So please rate and review us. Please do. Bix, is there anything else you want to add?
No. Just good luck with your self-tapes. Good luck with whatever you're doing. Have a good day. Have a good night. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, and shout out to Rebecca, who edits our podcast. Thank you. And I think that's it. So we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with liveandbix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye! Bye.